WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. This Sunday night, the Showtime cable network presents its Americanized remake of a controversial British series that attracted attention and then acclaim when it was shown on England's Channel 4 last year. The show is called Queer as Folk, and the controversy there stemmed from its unflinching look at the sex and drugs lifestyle of its characters, most of whom were gay men. TV critic David Bianculli reviews the new American version.
A lot of people are describing Queer as Folk in shorthand as a gay male version of Sex and the City. And on the surface, that's a fair way to sum it up. Sex and the City is about four attractive women who either have sex or talk about it constantly and are obsessed with men. Queer as Folk is about four attractive men who either have sex or talk about it constantly and are obsessed with men. The four friends in Queer as Folk are Brian, the ad agency executive whose looks and attitude can get him just about anyone he wants; Emmett, who is flamboyant enough to substitute for Will's best friend on Will and Grace; Ted, who is on the older side of 30 and acutely aware of it; and Michael, an all-around nice guy just looking for someone to love. In Sex and the City terms, Michael would be Carrie, and all the other guys, the sexual animal, the eldest buddy, the flamboyant friend, would be various shades of Miranda. But the Sex and the City parallels stop, and the real drama begins with the addition of a fifth major character in Queer as Folk. That character is Justin, a newcomer to the gay scene, who loses his virginity to the always-on-the-prowl Brian in the show's first episode. In the British version of Queer as Folk, the character was a shockingly young 15 years old. In this Showtime remake, he's a little older, but still young enough to make the series a lightning rod for controversy. Here's a scene from early in Sunday's two-hour premiere, set the morning after Brian and Justin have slept together. Randy Harrison plays Justin, and Gail Harold portrays Brian, who starts asking questions of his young guest that he neglected to ask the night before.
How old are you?
21.
What year were you born?
1979.
Bullshit. You had to think before you answered that. How old are you really?
20. 19. 18.
Well, what is this, a missile launch?
17.
Queer as Folk features steamy sex scenes that are the same sex equivalent of ones found in mainstream R-rated movies. Even in a TV season that has seen Will and Grace win several Emmys, and Richard Hatch running around naked on Survivor, and John Goodman embodying a gay character in his new primetime sitcom, Queer as Folk stands out. The upfront nature of the clinches and the kisses and the conversation makes it noteworthy. It's taken as a natural part of these people's lives and presented as such. Unfortunately, for about an hour into the TV show, that's all there is. Writers Ron Cohen and Daniel Lipman and director Russell Mulcahy seem to be counting on their high-energy sex scenes to carry the day. At first, the dialogue in Showtime's Queer as Folk sounds much too artificial and sitcom-y, and the dramatic scenes don't work at all. Perhaps the low point comes when Brian, during his turn at an ad exec business meeting, is supposed to be wowing the other people in the room with his power, charisma, and ideas. He's supposed to come off like Miles Drentel, that all-powerful advertising god from Once and Again and 30-something. Instead, he comes off more like Darren Stevens from Bewitched. But once Queer as Folk settles into its second hour, it also settles down. The jokes don't come as often, neither do the characters. And as we get to know them better, we get to care about them more. And that, along with the cliffhanger ending, makes it just enough to be worth a return visit.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. He'll guest host Fresh Air on Monday.